أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقالوا أنؤمن لبشرين مثلنا وكومهما لنا عابدون. And so they said, shall we believe them, two mortals like ourselves, although their people are our slaves?
فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَكَانُوا مِنَ الْمُهْلَكِينَ.
Thus they gave the lie to those two and earned thereby their place among the doomed. Note, literally became of those who were destroyed.
وَلَقَدْ عَاتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَحْتَدُونَ.
For indeed we had vouchsafed revelation unto Moses in order that they might find the right way.
وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَعَاوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَى رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ.
And as we exalted Moses, so too we made the son of Mary and his mother a symbol of our grace, and provided for both an abode in a lofty place of lasting restfulness and unsullied springs. Note, from our rendering of ayah in this instance as symbol, see Surah 19, note 16. Jesus and his mother Mary are mentioned here specifically because they too had to suffer persecution and slander at the hands of those who were bent on denying the truth. Note, i.e. in paradise, the expression ma'in signifies unsullied springs or running waters. Ibn Abbas, in parentheses, Ibn Abbas, as quoted by Tabari, also Lisan al-Arab and Taj al-Arush, end of parentheses, and thus symbolizes the spiritual purity associated with the concept of paradise, the gardens through which running waters flow.
Ya ayyuhar rusulu qulu min tayyibati wa'malu salihan inni bima ta'malun 'alim.
O you apostles, partake of the good things of life and do righteous deeds. Verity, I have full knowledge of all that you do. Note, this rhetorical apostrophe to all of God's apostles is meant to stress their humanness and mortality, and thus to refute the argument of the unbelievers that God could not have chosen a mortal like ourselves to be his message bearer. An argument which overlooks the fact that only human beings who themselves partake of the good things of life are able to understand the needs and motives of their fellow men, and thus to guide them in their spiritual and social concerns.
وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونِ.
And verily this community of yours is one single community. Since I am the sustainer of you all, remain then conscious of me. Note, as in 21:92 or verse 21, ayah 90, sorry, as in Surah 21, verse 92 or 21:92, the above verse is addressed to all who truly believe in God, whatever their historical denomination, By the preceding reference to all of God's apostles, the Quran clearly implies that all of them were inspired by and preach the same fundamental truths, notwithstanding all the differences in the ritual or the specific laws which they propounded in accordance with the exigencies of the time and the social development of their followers. In parentheses, see notes 66 to 68 on the second paragraph of 5, colon 48, or Surah 5, verse 48. End parentheses. فَتَقَطَّعُوا عَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا كُلُّ حِجْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. But they who claim to follow you have torn their unity wide asunder, piece by piece, each group delighting in but what they themselves possess by way of tenets. Note Surah 21, verse 93, 21, colon 93. Note literally in what they have themselves. In the first instance, this verse refers to the various religious groups as such, that is to say, to the followers of one or another of the earlier revelations who, in the course of time, consolidated themselves within different denominations, each of them jealously guarding its own set of tenets, dogmas, and rituals, and intensely intolerant of all other ways of worship, parenthesis manasik, C 22 colon 67 or Surah 22 verse 67 and parentheses. In the second instance, however, the above condemnation applies to the breach of unity within each of the established religious groups, and since it applies to the followers of all the prophets, it includes the later day followers of Muhammad as well, and thus constitutes a prediction and condemnation of the doctrinal disunity prevailing in the world of Islam in our times. Cf. The well-authenticated saying of the Prophet quoted by Ibn Hanbal, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Darimi, quote, the Jews have been split up into 71 sects, the Christians into 72 sects, whereas my community will be split up into 73 sects. It should be remembered that in classical Arabic usage, the number 70 often stands for many, just as seven stands for several or various and does not necessarily denote an actual figure. Hence, what the Prophet meant to say was that the sects and divisions among the Muslims of later days would become many and even more numerous than those among the Jews and the Christians. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ حَتَّى هِينَ. But leave them alone, lost in their ignorance, until the future time. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِعُنْدُهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Do they think that by all the wealth and offspring with which we provide them, نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. We but want to make them thee with one another in doing what they consider good works, nay, but they do not perceive their error. Note, i.e., do they think that by bestowing on them worldly prosperity, God would want them to vie with one another in their race after material goods and comforts, which they mistakenly identify with doing good works? Another linguistically permissible rendering of the above two verses would be, do they think that by all the wealth and offspring with which we provide them, we but hasten on the coming to them of all that is good? Either of these two rendering implies, firstly, that worldly prosperity is not the ultimate good, and secondly, that the breach of the unity spoken of in the preceding passage was more often than not an outcome of mere worldly greed and a factional striving after power. إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون. Verily, only they who stand in reverent awe of their sustainer. والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون. And who believe in their sustainer's messages. والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون. And who do not ascribe divinity to aught but their sustainer. والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم واجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. And who give whatever they have to give with their hearts trembling at the thought that unto their sustainer they must return. Note that this is an allusion to the giving of what one is morally obliged to give, whether it be in charity or in satisfaction of rightful claims on the part of one's fellow men, including such intangible gifts as the dispensing of justice.
أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون.
It is they who vie with one another in doing good works, and it is they who outrun all others in attaining to them.
ولا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون.
And withal, we do not burden any human being with more than he is well able to bear, for with us is a record that speaks the truth about what men do and can do, and none shall be wrong.
بل قلوبهم في غمرة من هذا ولهم أعمال من دون ذلك هم لها عاملون.
Nay, as for those who have torn asunder the unity of faith, their hearts are lost in ignorance of all this. But apart from that breach of unity, they have on their conscience even worse deeds, and they will continue to commit them. Note that this passage obviously connects with the last sentence of verse 56, nay, but they do not perceive their error, and hence refers to the people spoken of in verse 54 as being lost in their ignorance, fi ghamratihim, namely actions and dogmatic assertions which utterly contradict the teachings of the very apostles whom they claim to follow, like ascribing divine qualities to beings other than God, worshipping saints, or rejecting divine revelations which do not accord with their own likes and dislikes or with their customary mode of thinking.
Hatta idha akhadna mutrafihim bil adhab idha hum yaj'arun.
Until after we shall have taken to task through suffering those from among them who now are lost in the pursuit of pleasure, they cry out in belated supplication. Note, see Surah 17, note 22, the particular reference in this context to people who at present are lost in the pursuit of pleasures contains an allusion to verse 55 above. Parenthesis, see my explanation in note 32, especially the last sentence, and parenthesis, the taking to task through suffering spoken of here may refer to the day of judgment, or as in 17:16, Surah 17 verse 16, to the inevitable social ruin which in the long run wrong beliefs and actions bring with themselves in this world.
لا تجعروا اليوم إنكم منا لا تنصرون.
But they will be told, cry not in supplication today, for behold, you shall not be succored by us.
قد كانت آيات
التي تتلى عليكم فقوتم لا أعقابكم تنكسون. Time and again, when my message is conveyed unto you, but every time you would turn about on your heels. Note, this is the meaning implied in the auxiliary verb kanat, preceded by the particle qad.
مُسْتَقْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِعُرًا تَحْجُرُونَ.
And impelled by your arrogance, you would talk senselessly far into the night.
أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Have they then never tried to understand this word of God? Or has there now come to them something that never came to their forefathers of old? Note, implying that the message of the Quran is but a continuation of all the divine messages ever revealed to men.
Sadaqallahul Adhim.